The Gemara continues with Rava halfway through the Ovid, who adds to Rami Bar Chama's words. Amar Rava ipikach idach. If Shimon is a pikach, migmin luhu na'alayu ara. Now he owes the Yisomim money. So what he should do, because he had a loan, so he should pay back the Yisomim with land, v'hadar gavalu minayu, and then he'll be able to collect the same land back for the violation of the achrayas. Kirav Nachman, Ezra Nachman taught, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Yisom shegavu karka b'chovas avin, if the Yisom collect karka with the chov of their father, Baal chov, chozer v'gova osa mehen. So then a Baal chov can return and collect. So the Eitza is, if Shimon doesn't want to be stuck, on the one hand having to pay the price of the land, yet at the same time not be able to collect lekuchos, to be able to collect from the Yisomim for the achrayos of the lekuchos, so then in such a case, what he should do is pay back land for what money he owns, for that halva'a. Remember, the mechira became a halva'a, and then collect back the land, because if Yisomim collect land, then the Baal Chov can go and collect from that land. Gemara now teaches us another halacha, important halacha in regards to Mishubadim. Amar Rabba taught this appears in Bava Kamon Samich. Reuven Shemacher Kol Sdeisav L'Shimon. Reuven sold all of his fields to Shimon. V'chazer Shimon Umacher Stada Achas Levi. And Shimon goes and he sells one field to Levi. V'asa Baal Chev de Reuven, and Reuven owed money, and his Baal Chov Binyamin comes along. Ratzam Izeh Goyve, Ratzam Izeh Goyve. He could collect from all of the 99 lands that were sold to Shimon, or the one land that was sold to Levi. V'lo amaran, and this halacha is only applies el dezavna beninus, only if beninus quality land was sold. Avol zavna idis visiboris, but if what was sold was land that is both excellent land or ziboris, beninus is the middle quality land. We're talking about three different grades of land. The Mishnah in Gittin in the fifth parak tells us that there's idis, beninus, and ziboris. And they're of the same value. In other words, you have the same grade that, let's say, if it's, the same price. If it's $100 worth, if it's grade A, then it'll be only 10 acres. If it's grade B, it'll be 15 acres. And if it's grade C, it'll be 20 acres. But it's the same value, but a different quality of land. Still, people prefer the better quality of land. So says the Gemara, the above halacha, that the Baal Chov could choose from either land, only applies if the lands that we're dealing with are Beninus lands. This is consistent with the Mishnah in Gittin that says that when it comes to Chov, it's collected from Beninus. Aval, Zavna, Idis, Viziboris. But what happens if Levi went and he bought either Idis or Ziboris? So then, Matzi Amarle. So then Levi could say to the Baal Chov, to Binyamin, Lahachi Tarchi, Vizavni Ara Delol Chazilach. I went and I bought lands that normally are not collected. I left you all the 99 lands that are Beninus, and I bought the one that was Idis. That's because you're supposed to collect from the Beninus. Adds the Gemara two lines from the bottom of Sadi Bezam and Aleph. The only time we say that he could choose, the Baal Chov could choose from either Shimon or Levi, is only if they're the same. There isn't the same quality of Beninus by Shimon, then he could go to Levi. But if there is the same quality by Shimon, he could always say, Levi could always say to the Baal Chov, I left you the same quality by Shimon. The Gemara continues with another teaching about the halachas of Mishubadim and Baal Chov and Achrayis with a teaching of Abaye. So we're really getting around the third, fourth generation of Amoraim. Amar Abaye, of course, Abaye is close with Rava as well. Amar Abaye, Ruvain Shemachar Sada L'Shimon Be'Achrayis. Reuven sold to Shimon a field with Achrayis, va'asa Baal Chov de Reuven, v'katar flemine, and what often happens, the Baal Chov goes and he collects from Shimon. So now, Shimon's going to be able to go and demand from Reuven payment for the Achrayis. Dinahu de'azel Reuven umafzile. Reuven is allowed to go and take up the case with Shimon. In other words, he is allowed to go and with the Baal Chov, excuse me, take up the case with the Baal Chov. He's allowed to go to the Baal Chov and say, Baal Chov, I already paid you. V'lo matzi amale, and the Baal Chov cannot say, Lav Baal Dvarim Didiat, I'm not dealing with you. I'm going and getting the field which was on lead to Shimon. Mishum da amale, the mafkis mina, olai hader. And the reason he can't say, Lav Baal Dvarim Didiat, is because the whole reason that the Baal Chov is going there in the first place, is going to Shimon, is because of what Reuven supposedly owed him. And says Reuven, because if you're going to be able to take it out of Shimon, then you're going to come back to me and try to collect it from me. V'ika d'amri, and some say, afilu shelo b'achrayis nami. Some say this applies even if there is no achrayis. In other words, if the halacha is that the Baal Chov could collect from Shimon, but Shimon has no recourse to Reuven because Reuven did not sell him the field b'achrayis, still, Reuven is allowed to say, Baal Chov, you're not entitled to this land because I didn't really owe you money. Why could he say that? Because I don't want Shimon to have tainus on me. So since I don't want to have Shimon to have tainus on me, I'm going to take up the case with you. Our daf concludes with Abaye teaching us one more rule, and this Be'ezer Hashem concludes the shorter daf, Tzadi Beis, in Meseches Ksubis. I'm looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, to get back into the routine with you. Baruch Hashem, things in the yeshiva are very busy. In fact, I'm looking forward to a special limud with you to be announced, a little bit of a surprise, Be'ezer Hashem, our limud together on Lag Bomer. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Tzadi Beis in Meseches Ksubis.